mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Here we are on this live Thursday edition. 21st of October 2004, what now we're 10 and a half days away from the 2004 election. What are your predictions? Who do you think is going to win the presidency? Does it matter? What's the real difference between the two different candidates? We do have Michael Perutka, the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, joining us tomorrow. And in the third hour today, we're going to talk about Internet 2 and regulation and control and how they're trying to censor and how Colin Powell wants to come in and start regulating those free phone calls you can make over your computer. That's coming up in the third hour. Also, we got a guest coming up concerning Las Vegas. They're going to do home inspections of your house just to make sure you're following zoning codes and everything's safe and honky-dory. The problem is that they don't send you a notice and tell you the date it's going to happen. That's bad enough. Even in feudal England 500 years ago, they couldn't do this, but here they can. It's all part of the new freedom. But they are going to come in your house without even telling you that they were coming. And they can just show up anytime they want with the police and do it. And see, none of this has anything to do with terrorism. It's just for zoning. And then this morning I tried to do an internet search on it and couldn't find it. The town had Ville in the name, I believe. It's a big city in Illinois. And there were several articles in the Chicago Tribune and several other papers about 2.5 years ago. And it described how government housing, private housing, nice homes, you know, small homes, everybody gets visits. And, you know, it described an old lady standing there at 6:30 a.m. making coffee, and she turns around in her nightgown or underwear, and there's cops with guns searching her house, and they walk in and find two toothbrushes, and so they fine her, saying, well, city zoning says only one person can live here. She goes, well, I do live alone. My husband's dead. And they say to her, well, we don't care. We're fining you several hundred dollars. We go off the indicator of two toothbrushes. By the way, that sounds so crazy that I wasn't even going to mention it because I couldn't find the old article, but I've read that article over and over again on air, just one of the many articles about it. I know we've got listeners in Illinois. Can you call and tell me the name of the town? Is it Queensville or it's almost like Pleasantville? And other areas around the country have it. You know, it's like when I make the claim that local news here in Austin says that mercury is a nutritious part of your daily breakfast, is good for your brain. We actually have that clip. I feel insane saying it. Watching it, I felt insane. I felt like I was hallucinating. But it's really happening, folks. All this craziness is really going on. They really are preparing to attack Iran. We really do have two guys that are cousins, members of the same cult, running for president. I mean, I really did sneak into Bohemian Grove. They really do put on red and black hoods and worship the devil. I mean, we're in a world of hurt. But the good news is at least we're aware of it. We're out here fighting it. So I do have the news about Las Vegas doing this. But can somebody call in who knows the Illinois town I'm talking about? 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical-quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is. In the last segment, I kind of got sidetracked going over some of the news we'll be covering today because I was so busy looking at this Associated Press article. I also have one from KLAS TV. And it says, North Las Vegas proposes rental enforcement plan. See, it's much worse in this city in Illinois that I can't remember the name of. It says that if you rent a home or apartment in North Las Vegas, city officials may come to inspect it to see if it's up to code. The problem is they don't have to let you know when they plan to do the inspection. It's called PREP, or the Protective Rental Enforcement Plan. City officials say it would eliminate or significantly reduce substandard housing, but others say the proposed system violates the Constitution. Alan Bassett and his family purchased the Mountain View apartments 3 years ago. We've revamped the landscaping, put in a parking lot, repainted exterior of apartments. Soon Bassett and other rental property owners in North Las Vegas may be forced to open their doors to city inspectors, who North Las Vegas City Manager Gregory Rose says will be looking for health and safety code violations. But he continues, what we will be looking for is things such as insect infestation, hazardous situations, such as frayed wiring, Rose explained. And Alan Lichtenstein says, this is truly Big Brother. Lichtenstein with the ACLU says the proposal is an invasion of privacy because the city will only notify landlords when inspections will take place, And if renters turn inspectors away, they will apply for a warrant. This proposal puts no limits on what inspectors can look for, and it says that anything they find, they can give to the police, Lichtenstein said. Landlords will pay $50 per unit to cover inspection cost, and with 32 units, that equals $1,600 a year, Bassett said. With an older building, there's always going to be something to fix, he said. And it's being forced to fix things that will that do not violate code that Bassett says he's worried about. All right, I'm going to stop babbling through this article and just point something out. In Illinois and other cities, other states with different cities around the country that I've read about in the past, it's just what this news article says. They admittedly are there digging through your stuff right in front of you, looking for something illegal, looking for something to call the police on you. But then in this particular town, again, in Illinois, and I can't remember the name. I covered this a couple years ago. It was called Somethingville. Please call in if you live in the Ville. Because, again, it was in the Chicago Tribune and a bunch of other newspapers. And the newspapers were actually saying, well, maybe it's a good idea, because there were discussions of expanding it into different cities around the state, Illinois kind of being a pilot state for a lot of police state stuff. I guess every state is now. And, again, it described a grandmother in her nightgown early in the morning, and then armed police are in her house just walking right past her like she doesn't exist. And then they go and give her a fine because she had two toothbrushes, and the little place she lived was zoned for one person. This is the tyranny. And then, well, you have two toothbrushes. That shows somebody else is living here. And I see other indicators of this around the country and other places. And again, I've had friends who are teetotalers, don't even drink beer. You know, so straight-laced, it's just unbelievable. You know, church going 2-3 times a week. And the carpet cleaner comes to their house, comes to their apartment, the plumber. In one case, many years ago, when I still lived in an apartment, one of my good friends lived just a few doors down from me. And again, you know, this is a married football jock in college, and just a good guy. And his girlfriend had some botany class and was growing some orchids, little pink flower plants. I don't remember exactly what they were, but I remember seeing them. And the carpet cleaner comes in. So you pay this guy a bunch of money. Then he leaves, and, ooh, I saw grow lights. I saw this. So the SWAT team came and kicked in the door, and, oh, these are flowers. We better leave, and just said bye-bye and left. So think about this. You know, you pay people to come to your house and do work, and they're spying on you. And now under the new TIPS program, expanded into SecureCore and the Eagle Eyes programs and all these new things that are out there, they're recruiting now even firefighters nationwide. First, we learned of it in Florida earlier this year. Now we've learned it's actually here in Austin. And we even went and got video at a Homeland Security conference they put on in Austin, and they had the exact same flyers with just the name of Austin, Texas, replacing Tampa, Florida. And it said firefighters, when they're in your house, be looking for guns or drugs, or and they're recruiting the repairmen and women who come in your home. And but now it's not just those guys you got to worry about, because the police can't get in your house without a warrant and do giant dragnet sweeps or fishing expeditions. They would always use the repairmen and people who quietly get a little kickback, you know, if they do find something. You know, for every 10 houses that they raid, you know, if they finally find something, I guess. And these guys, these informants, never get in trouble. But now they don't need that. More and more around the country of using zoning, they come to your house and they say, let us in, we want to inspect. Or in the case of this town in Illinois, they just walk in. They just come into your house. And here it is in the Las Vegas newspaper and in Las Vegas TV station, both of them are reporting that it says that they're also going to be there looking for illegal things. So no more Fifth Amendment, no more Fourth Amendment. Just openly they're saying, yes, we're going to be searching for contraband while we're there checking the zoning, checking the code. And, yeah, this is also big business. If you're in the good old boy network, your apartments or rent houses can have cockroaches the size of chihuahuas and, you know, horrible electrical wiring, everything else. And then if you're not in the inside track, if your curb isn't, you know, is a half inch too high or something, well, you have to bring a jackhammer in and replace all that. So it's another form of regulation and taxation. I don't know. I mean, we've got all the election coming up, all these serious war issues, the new national ID card. Patriot Act 2 legislation has passed the House and Senate. It's a super combo bill. Total information awareness, program funding, just massive national ID card program. Openly, it says they're going to have checkpoints all over the country, internal passport. And then on top of it, it's, as I said, got all the Patriot Act 2 in it, and we should be yelling and screaming and pulling our hair out and running down the street yelling. I mean, this is insane, but we all just sit here calmly and, okay, they've passed it in the House and Senate, and it's in a conference committee about to go to El Presidente, and John Kerry says he'll sign it. You know, it doesn't matter if he gets elected. All the liberals out there that have been against the Patriot Act 1 and 2 because Bush has been in, you watch, they're suddenly going to love it when Kerry gets in. Well, I guess it's actually needed. You know, it's really needed for those homeschoolers and those right-wing militia people and those, you know, those type of dangerous folks. Yeah, because quietly the drills aren't to stop, you know, some Muslim terrorist with a bomb strapped to him, which, by the way, are about as rare as Goonie birds or dodo birds. But let's just say magically one of those terrorists really exists that isn't a CIA puppet or a provocateur or a patsy. They're not looking for them, man. The drills are for gun owners, people that won't give over their farms and ranches. They have drills with the troops how to slaughter you and your family. The drills are for mass roundups of schools, entire neighborhoods, forced inoculations. Homeschoolers are absolute terrorists. Training goes on everywhere. And that just came out in Michigan in the major papers, but there's been national editorials about it. But, folks, I mean, I made a film 2.5 years ago where I show the documents. It's nothing new. I mean, they say all Christians, all founding fathers, all homeschoolers, all those that believe in Jesus Christ and the second coming are terrorists. I mean, I'm not joking about this. That's what they're training them all over for right now. And, you know, that's what it's all for. And so Bush is their go-to guy. And, you know, they do this fake handoff to Bush, and he runs through, and we're all just, you know, the liberals are distracted by him, and then Kerry runs through and gets the touchdown on us, and everybody then suddenly goes, well, I guess it's, you know, Kerry. We've had a change of horses. He's really shown George W., and I guess now we support all this police state. Of course, I've been saying for the last 2 years that I thought George W. Bush would win. And then about 5 months ago, 4 months ago, the New York Times came out and said that, well, the Bilderberg Group actually called Kerry up and said, we want John Edwards. And then I said, that's incredible. And then there was another New York Times article saying the same thing in case we didn't get it. And then in case that wasn't enough, some people were still denying this, he then went on Larry King Live and said this. I have the transcript from Larry King Live. I'd love it if one of you had the video of it. And said this. So I thought maybe everybody's right because, you know, Kerry was ahead in the polls then, and I said maybe I've been wrong. But I've said this all along. If Kerry wins, then it really does show that there is not a fissure in the New World Order. Because you've got the Bilderberg Group publicly endorsing him. That's something they've never done. And then you've got Bush over here with all these different elites behind him. If Bush wins after this Bilderberg Group endorsement, that really means there is a separation between the elites at a very high level, at least a fracture. We'll be right back, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. A ton of news and your calls coming up.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up in the next segment, again, at 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Iran hopes for Bush re-election. Wow, that's out of Japan today. So Bush now has Vladimir Putin's endorsement. He now has Iran's endorsement. Of course, his daddy had Saddam Hussein's endorsement. They were good business partners in BCCI. The head of Iran's Security Council said Tuesday that the re-election of U.S. President George W. Bush was in Tehran's best interest despite the administration's axis of evil label accusations that Iran harbors al-Qaeda terrorists and threats of sanctions over the country's nuclear ambitions. Historically, Democrats have harmed Iran more than Republicans, said Hassan Rouhani, head of the Supreme National Security Council, Iran's top security decision-making body. We haven't seen anything good from Democrats, Rouhani told state-run television remarks, for the first time in recent decades, saw Iran openly supporting one U.S. presidential candidate over another. Well, yeah, I mean, whether you love or hate Ronald Reagan, folks, George Bush Sr. did pull off the arms for hostages. They did have them keep our people longer. That's now publicly admitted. The Iranians know how to work with the Bushes. And the Iranians, our government's been selling them nuclear weapons components and oil field equipment and has been keeping a lot of the sanctions off. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And, yeah. And it says, though Iran generally does not publicly wade into U.S. presidential politics, it has a history of preferring Republicans over Democrats who tend to press human rights issues. We do not desire to see Democrats take over, Rouhani said, when asked if Iran was supporting Democratic Senator John Kerry against Bush. The Bush campaign said, no thanks, it's not an endorsement we'll be accepting anytime soon, except in our Swiss bank accounts, thank you. It didn't say that. The Bush campaign said, no thanks, it's not an endorsement we'll be accepting anytime soon. Bush campaign spokesman Scott Stanzel said, Iran should stop its pursuit of nuclear weapons, and if they continue in that direction they're going, then they will have to look at what additional action may be needed to be taken, including looking to the UN Security Council. Kerry, who says halting nuclear proliferation will be a priority if he becomes president, believes Bush should have done more diplomatically to curb Iran's alleged nuclear weapons ambitions. He says Iran should be offered nuclear fuel for peaceful purposes, but spent fuel should be taken back so it cannot be used to develop nuclear weapons. Folks, we went into Iraq because it was a pushover under 12, 13 years of sanctions because they had literal 1950s and 60s worn-out, rusted weapons. They had nothing. And because almost his entire apparatus was trained and put into power by our government, the Republican Guard, they'd already covertly paid off most of them. They went into Iraq because it was a pushover. And people point out, well, why are we going into Iraq if bin Laden, al-Qaeda leader, Bush's business partner, is in Afghanistan or in Pakistan, our other big ally, or North Korea is threatening to nuke us again, but you don't have any proof that Saddam has any of these weapons. All this was an exercise into making everybody hear, the UN says you broke UN rules, we'll have to enforce them for you, UN. The UN is the global authority now, and we've got to follow their orders, UN, 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 UN. And then now we play the part of the bad cop going in and taking over, and the international corporations take control of the oil and use Iraq as a launch base. Then the UN later comes in and plays the part of the good cop, creating a false bipolar world when we really have a single pole or monopole world. And so that's what they're doing. And so we rage forward now with Israel with subs, with nuclear weapons, cruise missiles aimed at Iran, openly saying they may attack them in the next few weeks, the next few months. This is openly being stated. A lot of the big financial publications are saying it's going to happen. Governments are saying it's going to happen. Israel's threatening to attack any minute. Our government saying they'll back Israel up. And then World War III starts. The Iranians are not the Iraqis. And they do probably have a couple bombs. No one's quite sure. Hey, but out of a controlled nuclear war, imagine the police state we'll have at home. You won't complain about having your kids psychologically tested or zoning inspections of your home every year. You won't worry about checkpoints to search you and cops wearing black ski masks. That's just a sign of freedom. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Coming up momentarily on this live Thursday edition, I'd like to get your take on who you think is going to win the election. Think we'll have terrorist attacks? There's been open discussions of suspending or canceling it. And the government's now putting out mixed signals. Dick Cheney saying, Armageddon, if you don't vote for me, nuclear attack. And then we have a senator evacuate the Capitol because of an internal threat, and they go, oh, what a coward. I don't know what's going to happen, but we live in interesting times, that's for sure. 1-800-259-9231. And we're about to go to those calls. But some of the other news that will then come up, I mean, I just love it. Iran hopes for Bush re-election. So he's got Putin and Iran for him now. Interesting little email I got here. I didn't see this myself, but did you see it? CSI Miami, that's the CIA show, which I've seen a few times, is total New World Order police state propaganda. To get into the really cool club, all the most beautiful women, the email says, are the coolest. They all have the chip. And the person writing the email said that without the background knowledge from these broadcasts, he would have just been sucked into it and been conditioned that it was the in thing to do. Did you see CSI Miami telling us how great the chips are? Australia's joined an exercise off Japan despite North Korea's warnings they may attack it. And then, of course, we also have lawmakers prod CIA for pre-9/11 accountability report. They've now got some new report that Porter Goss doesn't want released. And we mentioned this yesterday, but now there's been some new developments. Tehran, that's the capital there of Iran, shows defiance on the eve of crucial nuclear arms talks by test-firing a missile. Israel on alert as rumors circulate of right-wing plot to assassinate Sharon. Pentagon says no need for a U.S. draft of doctors. So the New York Times comes out with the admitted document from the Selective Service, how they're preparing for a draft of medical workers and doctors. And 2 days later, the Pentagon responds in Reuters and said that it does not need or want a draft of doctors or other medical workers, even as another agency updates contingency plans for such a draft in the event of a national catastrophe. So again, there is no Patriot Act, but I introduced it and please pass it. There is no national ID card, but we sure need it. It's introduced. Please pass it. I mean, this is what they... There is no draft. We're just trying to pass one right now. Here's an interesting article. Pastor charged after calling Bible a bomb. They asked him, they said, do you have any bombs? Any explosives? And he said, this is my bomb, young man, holding up his Bible. And they said, you're charged with telling a false statement to a federal officer. It's like it's God or something. You are charged with lying to the, you know, the All High. All these new laws. You just lied to a federal officer. Lying to one of us. All we do is lie to you, but you lie to us. And of course, the guy wasn't lying. He was being sarcastic. That just sounds like something a preacher would say. This is my bomb, son. It's a Bible. What, I'm arrested? What? That's it, boy. You're facing decades in prison. You'll make a good worker in one of our private prisons owned by the drug dealers. That's right. They ship the drugs in, and the same drug-dealing families own the private prisons. It's a great new system. All right, folks. Sorry if I sound a little strange today. I feel like I got an ice pick stuck in my lower lumbar. Let us go to the calls. Jim in Michigan, you're on the air, Jim. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I got a question, a couple comments, and some good and bad news. Who do you think is the biggest enemy of communism, or their biggest enemy? And what do they have to destroy?
Well, I would have to say the biggest enemy of communism is Christian conservatives that don't want to be absorbed into the Borg collective.
I say the Catholic Church, and they're doing a good job on it. Most of my friends that are Catholic are brain dead. They've been so mind-screwed by the Masonic infiltration, it's unreal. Have you ever interviewed Father Gruner or Father John O'Connor?
No, I haven't.
Well, boy, I both of them would interview you. They know what's going on. And Father Gruner is Fatima.org, and Father John O'Connor is the one that advertises and puts out the video back in the militia. He's used to advertise in the Spotlight, still advertises.
No, I've actually seen that ad.
Yeah. Well, then the bad news is Carl Miller's in custody. You might have known about that already.
Yeah, tell folks about that.
Well, Carl Miller's one of the best patriot lawyers. He was wounded 6 times in Vietnam. And he's helped people all over the United States, probably even gone out of this country as far as I know. And he's got total recall. I used to go with him to court. He had a brief I couldn't even pick up. I mean, his bag. And he could pick out anything out of that. And he smoked the judges. The last time he was in court that I knew of, he told the judge called him in the chamber. He says, you can't use this, you can't use this, you can't use this, and just neutered him. And so he was supposedly on the lam because they were after him for a gun charge, carrying concealed weapon. And I went to the Mount Clemens the last time they had him on that, and they let him give him 5 years probation.
By the way, Jim, you're up in Michigan. How did people respond to the federally funded mandated drills where they simulate vicious homeschooler parents slaughtering children by the hundreds, bombing, machine gunning? Never happened. Lowest crime rate, highest scores, corporations fighting to get homeschoolers. But meanwhile, the feds are simulating homeschoolers slaughtering everyone with hundreds of children role-playing with fake blood packs, all learning how evil homeschooling is.
Well, I've known they've done some of this, but I have not that well informed about that, Alex.
Well, you're up in Michigan. They just It just came out in a bunch of your newspapers.
Oh, did they had a, well, the good news is they had a one guy, a Dr. Matthias Roth, put two full-page ads last Friday in the Detroit News and in the Free Press. Did you ever see a copy of it?
No.
I'll send you one.
Hey, I just want to add that Jim's kind of a celebrity. Jim's even sent me the news articles. Jim is the founder. Hadn't called in probably 6 months. Jim is the founder of Domino's Pizza.
Well, I love my brother, but he's brain dead. he prays. He says the rosary for me, and I say it for
okay.
him. George Bush, do not start World War III. That's what the headline's on this full page there. And then he's got questions.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Hey, tell me, who do you think's going to win the election?
Well, I'm voting for Pachuca like you are.
Yeah.
I'm not voting for communist number one or communist number two.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jim, I'll tell you this. No matter who wins, we lose. With those two, I mean, I know who's going to be in the White House. I know 100% who's going to be in the White House November 3rd. Of course, it'll actually be January 22nd. But
Kerry?
Skull and Bones will be in the White House.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Jim, good to hear from you. Always good to hear from you. Chad in Nebraska. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, sir.
You think you come back to me in just a few minutes or later on? I'm up there. I'm talking to the DOT right now. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, they just pulled you over?
Yeah, they're doing an inspection. Or he's doing an inspection and walk around. But I got you on my earphone.
Okay, we'll come back to you after you're done showing your papers.
I appreciate it.
Sure. That's part of all Americans' birthrights, being constantly searched and surveilled and tracked and controlled. Just lick boot. I'm joking, folks. We'll come right back to you, Chad. Who's up next in order here? John in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I believe they're closing the gate on this Gestapo-type takeover. Beware of these home inspections, because that's going to lead to gun confiscation. I mean, they're going to start out with all these garbage reasons as to why they're doing it, you know, for fire prevention and all this other garbage. But the real ulterior motive there is it's going to be the Gestapo coming through your house to confiscate.
Well, it's not an ulterior motive. The law in Las Vegas says they're going to inspect for illegal things, period. And total violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Well, when you combine that with the Gestapo type checkpoints, like if you want to meet up with your partner to, defend your homeland, you won't even be able to do that, because at the Gestapo type checkpoints on the streets, they're going to be taking guns away and stuff there too. So it's a total takeover. If people don't realize that, they're blue to death.
Well, again, there's this Illinois city that we covered years ago and interviewed the local reporters about it, and they just thought it was normal. The police don't even ask. They just pick your lock and walk in, usually in the middle of the night, to, quote, inspect, because of the zoning law says how many people can live in your house. Even if you own your house, it's everybody. And it described old ladies, families, you wake up, and police are at the foot of your bed.
Well, that's not the real motive there. The real motive is to search and confiscate weapons. When that way they could totally disarm us before they could finally move in to take us over.
Well, that's true. There's a real desire on the part of at least the leaders of police departments to do this. I mean, it's like up in Wisconsin, in Oshkosh, a few months ago, they confiscated the guns in a whole neighborhood. So it's all part of the new freedom. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, that scumbag Pat Rodverson's all for this New World Order garbage, too. And it's a shame. He's got all these people, you know, following him. And all he wants to do is talk about the New World Order and how great it is. And he's all for Bush. I think the New World Order will probably keep Bush in there because he's got his dream team already in place and all his henchmen. With Kerry, they'd have to set up a whole new establishment, a whole new regime. But how all these puppets can just follow everybody? We must have the best Congress money can buy. I have no idea how everybody could just sit back and let all this happen.
Well, it's all been incremental, but when you put a piece of paper in an oven and turn it up, first it yellows and it browns, and then, you know, it's all incremental, and then suddenly it flashes into flames. And I think we're approaching that Fahrenheit where it just at a certain point it goes over the edge. But we're over the edge when they have passed. Now it's just got to leave conference committee. A national ID card, Patriot Act 2, Total Information Awareness Network, all rolled into one. And when they're going to forcibly psychologically test every American, starting with the school children, several times a year, and when they can say that they're going to have checkpoints on every road, and meanwhile the border's wide open. Thanks for the call, John. I mean, it's just, it's so transparent. None of this has anything to do with keeping us safe. Corporations bought up the government. They're now using government to raise taxes, to run our lives, to create all these regulations. The government then hands all the profits of that over to the private corporations that, quote, administer the government. And then everything is shifting into prisons, police, surveillance, military. It's all shifting into control. The economy is leaving free market. I mean, you go to the major colleges and look at what they're promoting as the majors now. It's not engineering. It's not even teaching. It's Homeland Security, you know, law enforcement, criminal justice. So we're going to have a nation of lawyers. You know, there are more lawyers in school right now to be lawyers than there are current practicing lawyers. Just the current crop of lawyers that are out there practicing is smaller than the new crop that is in college right now, that is in law school. So we're going to have a nation of lawyers and people in black ski masks marching around in armored vehicles and surveillance blimps and psychiatrists and welfare workers and, you know, social workers. And it's all for your own good. It's all to keep you safe. Why, we have to raid your house to stop the drugs. You know, you may be doing drugs, but by the way, we ship it all in. It's incredible. Marie in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Marie hung up. We'll go to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to call and let you know, I was about 7 or 8 months ago, I was researching the New World Order and getting some stuff via the Freedom of Information Act. And it was around the time when we had first started talking about the draft and the different bills. And I had asked my senator, Lamar Alexander, I was talking to one of his staff members, and we got to talking about the draft, and he had told me that, well, we're not going to have a draft. What we're going to do is we're going to add a battalion to every division in the military. So today I was just reading on the Internet Kerry's plan for the military, and it's the exact same thing that my Republican senator told me they were going to do. I mean, down to the very word. And it was just another illustration to me of how there's not a dime worth of difference between the two parties.
Well, here's another question. The Army told them 400,000 troops to 500,000 to really do the job right in Iraq, whether you're for or against the war. You might as well, if you're going to be there, though, you know, do it right.
Right.
Instead of total bedlam, which it is now. Shoot anything that moves, just salt the earth, blow everything up. That's what's been happening. Burn, baby, burn, as the troops sing, as they burn down whole towns and arrest every man over the age of 10 years of age and take him to one of the 32 camps. But how, if they're having to do stop loss and not letting troops leave the military who've already served, and if their recruiting is off by, in some cases, half in different branches of the armed services, how are they not going to have a draft? Well, see, they're not going to call it a draft. It's called national service.
Right. Well, you know, another thing is all the guys that are going to be sick and be disabled from the DU poisoning. I mean, there's no telling.
That's already coming out now.
Yeah, I just read an article on Rent this morning from the Italian Ministry of Health that said 41% of their fatalities was from depleted uranium poisoning. So how many of our guys are dropping dead now from DU?
Well, I mean,
that's what's killing me right now. So, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, we've had the man who literally wrote the books, made the videos for training, the doctor, Dr. Rocky, who has been the head of the DU program since the mid-1980s, and in 1992 they sent him to Iraq to study the areas where it had been used. It was the first time they used it in major combat. Since then, it's been used in Serbia and Afghanistan and Iraq now for the second time, so four times. And each time they escalate the tons of it that are used. But he went there to, quote, study it for the Pentagon, and he was a supporter of DU, but did say it was deadly poison, and you had to, you know, it was only to be used if the Russians poured across into Western Europe with, heavy divisions of tanks. It was an emergency thing to load into the tanks and load into the warthogs, the tank killers, to go and stop them. And it's a form of nuclear war.
Right.
But they went ahead and used it conventionally in the first Gulf War, and he went there, and most of his team is dead. He's very sick. They find all this radiation in their blood, heavy metal. And this time they used about 10 times more, but they didn't just bombard the desert. They bombarded all the major cities, the bases where our troops later moved into. So the tragedy is going to be much greater.
Yeah, and they had to know. I mean, they
of course they knew. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act Legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got a guest coming up from Las Vegas where they're going to have these home inspections, whether you like it or not. But again, that pales in significance to stuff we've seen out of Illinois, where everybody gets a visit and they come in without a warrant, and you look up from your bed and there they are standing over you with machine guns. And they said, well, we do this because sometimes it's dangerous coming in the home. We're just here to inspect your home. We have machine guns. I'm fining you. You have two toothbrushes. This apartment is only zoned for one person. This is prima facie evidence of your crime. I just can't get over that. But and then we'll also go to We'll go back to Danny and Tom and Charles and Chad and Eric and everybody else that is patiently holding. I do just want to briefly remind folks that I have PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my videos, including my new 11th film, American Dictators, are posted there. George Humphrey's new video, 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati is posted. Eric Huffman's video, Tex Mars videos, my weekly reports that are frankly pretty good, my local TV show, of course, the best audio interviews I do, my book, Paul Watson's book. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of material for 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription. I mean, it's really inexpensive, and it supports what we're doing and our huge bandwidth costs, and it wouldn't be possible for us to do what we do with the websites, period, with all the free stuff that's on them, if some of you aren't out there subscribing. So you're also subsidizing everybody else that's just now waking up. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. And if you're not online, or if you want to get original high-quality videos to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes to get them out to people in your area, all 11 of my films, about 10 other videos I carry by other great authors and researchers, and we got Second Amendment videos, we got videos on the occult, we got videos on 9/11, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, read descriptions of the films, watch clips of them before you order. You can do that at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We've got that new deal out on the DVDs, there's also a discount for the VHS version, but not as great. VHS costs a lot more for us to produce, of American Dictators. Buy one copy for $19.95. Each additional copy is $5.95. So get a bunch of copies and spread them out, folks. Let's go ahead and go back quickly to Danny in Tennessee. So, Danny, were you in the first Gulf War and were exposed to DU?
I was over there afterwards in the no-fly zone areas.
Oh, that's right. You've called before. You were removing wreckage on the Highway of Death.
Right. I've been out in that area, and I've worked anti-terrorism for about 3 years and kind of went all over the world. And I believe I either got it from there or from, there's no telling. I mean, it could have been on equipment or anything. But I just, the VA knew for about a year that I had tumors in my hip and back and kept lying. I'd go up there and they'd say, oh, you're born that way. There's nothing wrong with you. Then I finally got all my medical records under the Privacy Act and Freedom of Information Act. I recommend that to any veterans that have been over there.
We see this all the time. They go, you're fine. Are you mentally ill? Would you like some Prozac? And then you finally, this has been in the news, you finally get their internal records, and it's, he has a giant brain tumor, will be dead within a year.
Yeah, it's just sick.
Because they don't want to spend any money on you.
Right, they just want us to die. And I run my mouth about the New World Order, and I'm very vocal about it, too, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Well, they're bureaucrats. They're soulless, demonic pigs who are going straight to Hades.
Right.
God bless you, Danny. Good to hear from you. We'll be back.